Good afternoon, residents and visitors of St. Martin. I am Prime Minister Silveria Jacobs, and this is the second update for today, Monday, October 23rd. A number of emergency support functions, ESS, have provided updates at midday with respect to post-Hurricane Tammy effects that are still impacting the country, St. Martin. ESS 3, the Ministry of Romy reports that water levels have started to subside. Teams are currently working to clear any debris, such as rock falls, that fell onto the road network. Motorists should continue to exercise caution while driving on the public road network. A road crew is going to the Mud Bay area to pump any remaining water that is still in that area, which obstructs a section of the road, making it impassable during heavy rainfall. At the moment, the road is open as water levels have already subsided. A team will also go to the Beacon Hill area to pump the water in a section of the residential area. Regarding the status of the education sector, assessments are being made and a decision will be made later this evening and an announcement made on this broadcast to determine the fate of schools for tomorrow, Tuesday, October 24th. ESF5, the police, urges motorists to continue to exercise caution as they traverse the road network. ESF10, which concerns the port and airport, updates that airport operations are back to normal. Operations at the port are still pending as the current sea state does not allow cargo vessels to dock at the cargo quay to offload cargo and containers. The situation will be assessed later this afternoon with the hope that the sea state conditions will gradually subside. According to the Meteorological Department of St. Martin, in its 12 p.m. midday weather report for Monday, October 23rd, it informs that St. Martin remains under a flood watch. As such, please use the roads with caution. The small craft advisory has been discontinued, and we can expect cloudy to overcast and breezy periods of rain and isolated thunderstorms. Tuesday morning through midday, we expect partly cloudy to cloudy with isolated showers, and we expect gradual improvements in sea conditions. The waves can peak up to 6 feet, and sea craft operators and sea bathers are asked to exercise caution. The EOC, Emergency Support Functions, will continue to carry out assessments through this afternoon, and these will be communicated in a timely manner. Continued vigilance and action are necessary for this afternoon. Avoid flood-prone areas and drive with caution. Additional updates will be provided by the EOC via the customary official government public information channels and, of course, St. Martin Gulf Radio 107.9. I will be back later this evening to update on the latest, and until then, be safe, St. Martin.